This is a tape on James Angus Sr., Kispiox Village, July 30th, 1987. You were born here?
Huh?
You were born here?
I was born down there, the old town. Born in Kispiox.
What year?
That's 1902, I think. Just about. And, I didn't know what my mother stayed in Kiskigas, you know, after she moved here and after I was born down at some dock. And I was 6 years old and I just seen that one, the big building there, just trying to remember, just about remember now. And I was there, see, people like that, a lot of people stayed in there. Yeah, my mother's dead. Started building a new house down here, and the Kispiox sawmill down there. Robert Thompson put that sawmill down there, Kispiox mill. Mm-hmm. That's why the people get the new house in Kispiox. Yeah, that's right. And I was born there, you know. When I was born in Chatham Dock, you know, then my father was called the big chief people in the Cale's house, that big building down there. Mm-hmm. You see, a lot of people there, that's what my father tell me. They tell the people I was born inside that, Chatham Dock. Mm-hmm. See? And all the people, Chief Lou, and Kit Luda, and Gukana, the chief in here, and next, Wimanosik, Tribasa, Kyoluka. Weirdest, Chief Gower, and Guasan, see? And that's quite a big lot of chief in years that time. They both come together, and them women to see me when I was born down there. Yeah. The guys that wanted me to don't want to talk for anybody else, or I don't want them guys that don't wanted me to make trouble between them people, because you come out in some dark. Well, that's like about principle, that's what they say. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. That's why I don't want to talk for somebody else, you know. I don't want to argument for nobody else in my life now. And my wife, when I get married, I don't want to fight to touch my wife. I didn't touch my wife, she died. No. I'm not allowed to do that, because she's a woman, and woman not strong to fight. No good. Sounds pretty bad, see? What I'm going to do if I stay with you now, see? What I'm going to do, what I'm going to get after I hit your face? Nothing, see? Love one another, the Bible said. Love one another. Thou shalt not kill, said the Bible. I'm studying the Bible here now, look. Thou shalt not steal, the Bible said. I don't steal anything in my life. And Bible said, own all and you don't owe money any for anybody else. That's why I don't want to owe you or 25 cents now. Oh, the money is no good. Well, the people here now, see, the people around here now, he owes me $900. They don't pay me. See, the Bible said they don't want to do that. Sing, if a man sing no more, see, the Bible said. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, right there. Don't fool nobody else in both sides. See? You're going to follow what I'm talking to, see? If you stay with somebody else or young man outside, you see that them young man is getting no money and no home and nothing. I don't want to stay with my wife when I was young, you know. I take the money and I put the money in the bank in Smith's and pile up. I'm working, I'm fishing all alone. I got about $9,000 in the bank, you see, and when I get the woman, I take it out, buy the shoes, everything for him. Nice, clean, nice and warm, blanket, all good, eat food, see. But the young people now, see, just like this, the shirt is tail, the nice woman. And them wives just walk around to trying to get some money for like me, you see. What's that fella gonna do? That man's no good. See, they go after the woman's really good, that's why they go to get her left out. Not the woman walk around to get trying to get to owe some money for somebody else. And what they're going to do with the wife? Huh? Don't do that. Listen to me. Jimmy Angus, my son, is listen to me like you when I'm talking. And look at him now. He's really wise and get a lot of money. See? Everything is okay. I'm getting old. I don't want to do anything for somebody else. When I was a little kid, when I see the old man or old woman, I go and help him. When I was a little kid, not a long time ago, a blind old lady, and she gets more out down, way down there. That old lady trying to grab that little pail of water, trying to get some water himself like this, and looking for some pink, small little chunks of wood outside and like that, and pick it up to put them in the stew. So I tell my mother, see, my mother, she wanted me to help him. I got a little saw and I got a rope and I got a little axe. I went up here. I cut them trees dry, that vine. And I put them on, you see, I cut them down. I skit that one down the house 4 times. Then I start the sawing with that little fella. See? Old lady. Poor. I fix everything, run down the river, pack some water, see. And that old lady, she told me, you're going to be a long life, school. Put the arms around my neck, you know. See? You're going to be a long life. My father in heaven is going to help you. That's what she told me. See? She got really satisfied what I'm doing and loved me. Every 3 days and they went down there and helped. My wife, my mother, she wanted me to do that. I do what my mother said to me all the time. I don't want to argue with my mother. Nothing. Whatever she wants me to do, I'll do it. See? My mother, she look after me real good. When I was 18, I started work down the fishing down at Belmore Canary a long time ago. I get money. Fish is really cheap, 25 cents one sucker at a time. But I get little money. I get $200 sometimes. Over $200 and some cents I got in the office when I get payday. Then I come back and get groceries to Hudson's Bay Company downtown. I take them up to my mother. See, I return what she's doing for me. I look after him and look after him until 108 years old and she died.
108?
Yeah. Strong. Healthy, that's my mother.
What's her name?
Who?
What's her name?
Ellen. Yeah.
You didn't go to school here, or was there a school?
Well, I didn't go to school in here. My father, he spoiled me really good. Mr. Pierce, he wanted me to send me down to Chilliwack at the time. And my father, he get mad at me, he get mad. He take me into Silver Standard for a long time to cut a cord of wood, $2.50 a cord, and I'm working there for nothing. Didn't give me 1 cent. And I come down here, sometimes after, before 1st of August, and he takes me up to the mountain and hunting some, groundhog and some wild goat in the mountain. He'd try that one, dry meat. But dry meat's about that much, you see, dry right there, but over a month time. I get a hard labor on that one. They pack about over 70 or 80 pounds down there, see. Come down here again in September, October. The school is there. Mr. Pierce, he's a teacher, the preacher, that fella. I want to go to school, but my father don't want me to go there. He take me up to show it in up there, that he's on hunting ground, Lord Dillon, they call it, you know. So I was there in October, yeah. And all of my, some of them, Jonathan Johnson and Chris Harris school there, and Albert Dick, and Jasper Skulls, and Stephen Morrison, them guys school there all the time, day school. But only me, and they didn't go there. See, that's why sometimes they get mad about the time when I remember that. See, my father spoiled me. What are you going to eat if you go to school, he tell me. See? But I don't want to remember this one now. See, I don't want it. That's why I didn't go to school.
Yeah. How did you guys trap? What did you guys use?
Huh?
What did you guys use to trap?
Used to good. And marten, and mink, beaver, and fox. One time, my father said he got a silver fox, that's what they told me. Silver fox is really nice and black and silver, and that one is $500.
Yeah.
That's pretty high price, that one.
Yeah.
Silver books, you see, it's pretty high price.
You guys took it to Hudson's Bay?
That's only the bay in Hazen and Sarton store to get that one. Yeah. Well, I'm a dark man now, yeah. Chief failed to wake him up. Well, if I'm going to die with you and Walter is going to look after my body. Yeah. Indian people, a lot of people died. So many hundred people up here, you know, I know. Pretty cheap wages at that time. The first time I heard that train, they're going to pass in Hazen, that's what a lot of people talking about it. I'm 17 years old. No. I think, or 18. Can I see them guys fix the road, you know, track? They put the tires on and things that fix that on the course that way. Go by here and meet something, another gang on Smithers. And they need the section man to stay in Buckley Cannon. And my brother's working there, Peter Angus. And Peter, he come here to get me 75 cents a day, 8 hours. See? 75 cents. Oh. But pretty hard work. Exactly 8 hours, all the way through until Saturday. Well, it's no good. And I hear that one, you know, it's going to be $1 a day next year, that's what I hear. And a lot of people said big money, $1 a day, on a section.
On the section?
Yeah, on a train track now. And after $1 a day, you see, and the wages going up and going up and going up. Yeah. Cheap. And then people here now, you see, about over $100 a day now. Young people. But it's one thing what them guys do, you know, have it. When they get a lot of money and buy some things, you know, to drink, liquor, alcohol. Someone and fight, no good. Yeah. The big wages now. I think that's all I can say now. See, I don't want to talk to her. I get a lot of things to say, but. I don't want to do it. Sometimes I forget something.
Did you ever attend feasts when you were young?
Huh?
Did you ever attend feasts when you were young?
Yeah.
Were the feasts the same?
Huh?
Were the feasts the same?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I don't want what I'm doing now. I'm longer life. I want to go home. This is not my country. That's what the Bible said. If you die, you see your brother go back on the ground to where you come from, and your spirit going up to go back in heaven. Exactly right. See? I believe this from the bottom of my heart. I am the light of the world, he said. Look at that. That's him. See, you see God all the time, that's him. The Son of God. But when you see that, look at the Son, sometimes you say that one. It's God's Son. Strong. He look after you every day. He sent fish for me, you and I, and make the water running. And you drink water, that he came from him. He look after your body and me today. Not all alone. Power. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I am the way and the truth and the life. He hear what I'm talking about. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe also in me and I in you. That's his head. Follow him. If you don't follow him, one, you will be in jail by yourself. If you don't want to listen to him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's for you and him. Power. Heal everybody. He loves you. That's why I love him, the bottom of my heart. Cross in my chest now. See? This one, if you get to this one in a car, you're going, car is wrecked, this one is going to help you. You're not going to get hurt. That's what I used to do before. See? Power. See? Believe also in me and I in you. He said, let your heart be troubled. You're going to be a nice woman if you go behind him. Take up thy cross and follow me. Look at this one here. That's his cross. He died on the cross for my sin. You sin too. He died on the cross to take you out, to pay it all. Yeah. That's what I try to talk like this for Alice Kaelin. She get mad at me, you know, take the coat and do like that. Bang, the door's front in there. She get mad at me, and look at him now. He don't want to follow my own God. He is in jail. See? Too bad. Jesus is the power of God. Jesus is your Savior. Jesus is coming soon. Yeah. One time I got the power in God right here. About Kimberly, that Kathy's little girl. She got that bad sick right here one time. Really nice and really warm hit and all over the place. And that little fella, you know, short-winded like that. I was late. She gets sick after midnight. I was woke up to take him down to hospital. I grabbed my own Bible, put him in here, sit down, Cathy, she hold it right here. That's the time. Jesus, he wanted me to ask him about him. Ask and shall be given unto you, that's what I had upon my heart. I asked God to heal that little baby. The bottom of my heart, you know, and my heart was really open unto him. And I feel something in my hand just like that, both sides. Put my hand upon that little fellow. I put him right here. Then I cry and cry and ask God to heal him. Heal in the name of Jesus. I asked it God 3 times. And that little baby stopped crying and eye open. He's right here. I tell you the truth, the bottom of my heart. Cathy, she knows that one, and them, that girl over there in here, she seen that. Them guys a little bit laughing after that one, that little baby wake up. Didn't go to hospital. See? Believe also in me and I in you, yet. Bottom of my heart, I believe my own Father in heaven for that little baby. Day power, first time. Then Cathy put him down here and start run around that little fella. Praise the Lord, I said. I holler myself, that little fella come here, and I put him down. Right after that, and that little fella really strong now, getting bigger now.
Yeah.
If you believe unto the Lord, if you get sick, ask him. He's going to give you something. That's what he said in the Bible, ask and shall be given unto you. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That belongs to you. See? You're not all alone in the world. Sometimes you're going to take that small little Bible and put them in your chest, put you every day and night. You're not going to get trouble. See? Power. I'll send fish for my people, he said. And look at the fish to come up himself. Fish, he's trying pretty hard. Go ahead. Go, come up, who sent him here? Send him up here. Send fish for my people, you see, and you went down and you get them fish and eat it yourself. He give it to you. Right. Exactly right. I believe you. He hear what I'm talking now? He hear that one. I believe. That's why I leave all a long time. I tell you. He healed a little baby. That's his own kids. They call it little wark, you know, them little wark. Goats and mountains, small little fella, white fella. They call it like that. Mutt, see? Wagon mutt. See? That little kid. Oh, don't spoil the kid like that. Don't get mad for them kids. You spoil it right there. He's going to be a cranky fella once he grow up if you spoil him. But once he cried, you see, get him and put him in the air. That's what God do. God, he loved the kids with the die when he was in country.
Yeah?
Thank you. He get the power sometimes. I pray in the end of my life, you see, but sometimes 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and go to sleep. That's why the kids are right now. That's when I seen that little baby get healed here. That Gloria standing up here, see? He cried, that fella. Oh, power, the power of God. Nobody gonna talk in this world and talking about the stone, and when you talk the stone and broken, Jesus said, take the stone away, just talk. And the stone was broken. Just talk. See, who's gonna break the stone outside if you talk to him? Not gonna break it. He talked to that one. Take the stone away. Broken the stone and he wake up Lazarus. Come forward, he said, after I broke the stone. Praise the Lord. Lazarus, he dead. Grave cloth tie up here. All like that, and Lazarus wake up in the casket, you know. Loosen up, he said, and that little grave cloth was broken. Fall down. Lazarus, his eyes open. He wake him up. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. Follow him now, don't drink. If you don't, well, you're gonna be a nice living in the world. People here, young fella, drink all the money. Finish drinking. Come in here, they wanted me to get $20 or $10. I don't want to do that. See? Alcoholic is no good. No good. Look at them guys in jail here. Palu and what do you call that fella? Sanos down there. It's going to be a lifetime. See? Don't care about God, that's why he do that. He's getting a hard time in jail now. I think Alice come out this year, I guess. One more court in 24th of August. 24th of next month, it'll be. Yes, I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. Well, that's all I say.
Did you go to church when you were young?
Huh?
Did you go to church when you were young?
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. My mother, she take me to the church down Old Town a long time ago. Yeah. You know that Sanos down there used to be the church right there a long time ago. Oh. I used to go with them all the time. I remember that. But I was a kid, 6 years old, and my father put me in here to go to church. I know that. They call us out like that, you know. Yeah. Well.
What was the flood like?
Huh?
What was the flood like around here?
Like?
The flood.
Flood?
Yeah, when there was a flood here.
What year?
It was 1936.
1936, yeah, the flood was here. I was working to sell to Mike George a long time ago.
Your what?
Mike George.
Oh, Mike George?
Yeah, in Port Camp across the river.
Oh.
And high water, 1936 was here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of house gone.
Mm-hmm.
All the housing that way down there, you see, they go down the river.
Mm-hmm.
That's one big house, logging house, belonged to Andrew Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Two table pool on there, and store. Water left him to go down the river. Gee. Sun was about putting there 3 weeks that time, really nice. In May. Hot as water came up. 1936.
You worked in pole camps?
Huh?
You worked in pole camps?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was working to Mike George. I'm still working in there that time, you know. I wake up in the morning. I was feeding the horse in the morning. And I go to Mike George and Julia, that's what his wife. And Julia woke up, you know, and talking to me, and he go back, "I'm going to wake him up," he said. That's what she told me. "I'm going to wake him up." She go in there, she to wake him up, that makes George.
Mm-hmm.
And they shake it, you see. She's dead right on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Heart trouble. You never know about your life now. Be careful. Yeah. Well, that's all I can say.
What about the white people? Did you have any problems with the white people?
Who?
The white people. Did you have any problems?
Oh, white people? No, sometimes, you know, they don't come up here. Sometimes, you know, some of them come up here and dancing to go down there. And up and down, you know, just about go together between them, Indians and the white people go down. And now they go together really mixed. White people are over the place here now.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with the Indian people. I don't know how many white women in here, 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When they had the orchestra here?
Huh?
When they had the orchestra here?
Oh yes, I'm playing orchestra. Gloria! Gloria! I'd like to see, I want you to see my picture in there.
Okay.
Gloria! Maybe she went out.
Sounds like, I think she's in the bathroom.
Prince Rupert to see the teacher down there.
Mm.
And I pay him 2.5 an hour. It's only 5 hours and I go back to his boat when I'm fishing.
Mm.
I learned how to play music in my life. There used to be a band master here, to conductor. See? About music. I know. Pretty good. She played trumpet. I used to play the trumpet and clarinet, saxophone. Three instrument I play. See? A lot of white people, they would come in there. They wanted me to hear me to play that little trumpet, the one I had my picture, you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really nice. Me and Alfred Lartz that time, Bobby Stevens, he played the trumpet, the drum. Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. When I was young. Young man is pretty good when he's... Yeah. I'm 21 years old, that man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, I went down to Ventrupert and white people, they wanted to stay with me. And terrorists, a lot of stick around with my, me, white fella.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. That type.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 205 pounds, that one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 201. I'm pretty strong. Nobody put me down on the ground when I'm playing soccer.
Oh, yeah?
Just like that. Heavy. Strong swimming in that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah? That's why it gave me pretty strong.
So you played soccer?
Soccer, I played soccer and played baseball, mm-hmm. Hockey. I learned everything in my life, fighting.
Yeah.
I used to be a boxer one time. I went down to Vancouver 9 times,
oh.
Fight. But that thing is too small. Is it one time I cut in my nose, see? Mm-hmm. Fighting there. And this one was broken, mm-hmm. See? I hit the colored man right in here. That's why this one broke one. Because I'm the hardest puncher at that time when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
See? I didn't get licked.
No.
You know, I beat everyone, the strongest man in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Colored man, big fella, the best fighters in Vancouver. He died next morning after I hit him.
Oh.
I hit right here. And his brain, you know, the brain was moved.
Oh.
Inside. That's why he died.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful punch I got. But when I punch, you know, just not like this, see, but when my punch is just, my body is just like that, and this one here, and just like a horse kick, strong. Yeah.
So you went traveling by yourself?
Huh?
So you went traveling to fight?
Yeah. Oh, I love that one. My leg is muscle and hand. All over. Running every day. Exercise. Pretty hard job. Sometimes I'm tired, you know. And now I'm just talking about like that, and I remember that one, and I use this one now. Well, no, must be from you, eh?
I think, I don't know.
Oh, he smoked. they get massacred, and them guys take crap that one, going and going and going every day like this. Pick the mattress and put them in here. Gone. Sometimes I take my lighter.
Do you have any stories to tell?
Huh?
Do you have any stories to tell?
Your story?
Yeah, any stories?
Indian story. Yeah? Indian stories, about the war a long time ago, that my mother used to tell me about story, all kinds of story. But you know them people in Kiskegas, that time was my mother's was there before was maybe before I was born, and young people was up in the mountain to make them mountain goose dried and groundhog dried and beaver meat dried. Oh, about that high, you know, that dry meat all over to enough that one to eat in the winter time. And Nass River people to come up here to kill them people here to get that dry meat. They Nass River coming up in there, way up here, 35 miles from here. The shortcut to Kiskegas. And what do you call that? Lat. He's that fella, Indian doctor. He's the highest man. He get the bone like this, you know, the mountain goat's bone.
Mm-hmm.
And he used that one for anybody else, strong power. Mm-hmm. If you use that one, if you get sick, you are, he's going to do like that, and you get sick, you get a bad sick in your chest, blood. And you wake up right there at the same time, heal you. Mm-hmm. Indian doctor. The doctor here now couldn't do it. Yeah. And the two fellas, you know, like one little girl, 12 years old, the Indian people said, "Quill the Gilbert," and one little boy, 10 years old, they get that the little thing, you see, to get them rotten, what do you call that, the one he used for smoke, that fish. Went up in the first thing in the morning, go up there on the other side. And them kids went up the trail, goes that way. And the little girl was listening. Like that. He heard them guys just like talking like a man, he said. That little boy, he said, he's right there. So he liked to listen, see. And them guys goes like that, put up that way. Trying to see them guys way up someplace. And they seen them guys, the whole bunch of the Nass River goes together like that. They crying, and something said, you know, and they go like that and put them really big things on top, you know. And that little girl just about seen it. That little boy, you know. They go back and like that, you see, and they get this little small trail and run down. Oh, just about a quarter mile from Kiskegas. And she tell about that one for her mother. And that old lady goes to, what do you call it, a chewy house at some relation to Mary McKenzie now. Mary McKenzie's and Violet Brown involved. There's some kids running. And all was Kiskegas people was getting ready for something, you know, really sharp, pretty long one to kill you. They get ready when them guys sleep like that and put them right there asleep. All was getting ready about them war. That time. See? Kids, you know, and kids, they get in height. Them kids right there, you see, all them small kids going down to the Kiskegas River, Bay River, you see, in height right on a native rocks before the war. Mm-hmm. And them think, you know, it, just about like that, you see, and them guys coming down with that thing to kill you. Yeah, like that. And Suirev, he's the fastest man in Kiskegas, skinny fella. And he don't want to eat, and he don't want to talk to the woman, and he's the fastest man. He kept that one. Just like that. A lot of Nass River mixed in with him. Because of fast, good boxer. See? They get that one, they see, and that all big chief, all alight is way up in that the smokehouse like that, see. Put him and his wife too. Mm-hmm. And he asked that little bone up about that long, you see. And his wife to get that one, you see. A light, you see. Explode right here, look out. And I forgot that one, what he's talking about inside that one. But there's one thing I forgot. But when you do love Norton, them guys just all went down and died, all get killed. See? Mm-hmm. That's just trouble that I had. After the people were dead, you know, the lot of Kiskegas went up to, and then two kids again to take them up the place to where they came from. Mm-hmm. And everybody there go. And he seen a lot of Oaken Grease. Dry Oaken fish, mm-hmm. Everything, sack, you see, that's what they call. Gee, lots, you know. And them guys, you know, to buy that one for them Kiskegas people for that fish, you see, in the Oaken grease. See? Oh, yeah. That's the winner, see? That's why he do that. Indian people long time ago, it's pretty hard time. He don't know what about tea, don't know sugar, nothing, flowers. Don't know anything about the flowers or tea or anything. If you get cooked something, we cook that dry meat, the one they get, and you drink that juice, that's all that is tea.
Mm-hmm. Juice of the meat?
Yeah, juice of the meat. You keep it. Mm-hmm. And some woman, she get a baby longer breast like that, mm-hmm. And you pack that little baby, when the baby's hung, take it right there and put him back there, and the baby was eaten. Mm-hmm.
see? Yeah, nobody do that now, eh? They don't sick that, them guys. Them kids, they don't sick, they didn't get sick. Because first day or outside, you see, the house is just like that. Logging house and go right through there. But get a fresh air, they didn't get sick. See, the house like this is too tight, that's why then people get sick. Mm-hmm. Warm up your body, see, and you went out and cold, see, that's why you get sick. Mm-hmm. People a long time, they don't pull the teeth out. See, but the older fella just about worn out right there, the doctor don't pull it. See? Mm-hmm. You know why them people now, you see, the doctor pull the teeth out? Mm-hmm. Them people used to chewing gum or candy or something like that as for this one. See? Mm-hmm. Yeah, them guys that don't use sugar.
Yeah. Dry fish. You know how to cut dry fish that you drop when they get that time. Everything you dry fish. Everything. You never lose anything inside. Dry. That's all you can eat in the winter time. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do that now? Mm-hmm. Just the fish and then things and juice. Yeah. Yeah, Larch is the biggest Indian doctor in Kiskegas. One young man, you know, he puked the blood inside here. Mm-hmm. And lost weight, run down every month. Nothing but bones all over. When they move, you see the blood come out. And the Larch, he came, you know, put him there, you see. And start, people like that, they call it Sarant, you see, for him. Indian song, Indian dog. And take that fella, you know, like that, walked around. He followed the sun like when he goes around that chicken body. The face of the chicken fella in the sun would come out. Lifted up the head like that. And starts running, you see. He get a big pay for that dry meat or some blankets or anything. And start running and running and running. He is stuck that running. Jump right on top of that fella chick, you see, right here. See his mouth full of the blood in here. So take it out here. Look that and build a fire. Put him in the fire and the fire's burned. Go back again. Not much now. Go back again. Go back again. Put him out. Not much now. Four times to come back in that chest, you see. Nothing left. No more. Finished, he said. Take his coat and go home. That fella, he woke up, you see. Heels were there. And that fella, he wants to eat. He wants to eat that meat, he wants to do everything, and just start a walk around. Yeah. Oh, and start to gain his weight. That's a good doctor. Mm. See? Oh. And, I think that
God, he give it to them guys to do that because it's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. He give them what them people do. And now the doctor, see? A lot of Indians. And one fella from Hawau in Kispiak, that's another high doctor. That's a relation for that Stanley Wilson's wife. What do you call that fella?
Alice,
yeah, that's a relation for that Hawau. Big chief, that's the biggest Indian. But they used the fire down there. That fellow